Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
The Dolphins placed their QB, Tua, on the injured reserve, meaning he'll miss at least the next four games. They signed Ravens backup Tyler Huntley. That leaves open the possibility of Tua returning, which is what reports say he's most likely to do. How surprised are you? It's not the season-long IR. Do you think he takes another step this season? And should he take another snap this season?
There's a lot there, and I think it's an interesting conversation because of what is at stake. Concussion issue, Tua coming back. We all saw the way that he lay on the ground after a scary hit last week with the fencer's pose and lowering his shoulder and inviting that kind of contact. I think he'll learn that that's not the way that he can't play that way. He can't play football in a way that where he initiates the contact, where he runs the football. I do think he plays again this year. I think he'll play a different style. I think they'll tell him that the risks are there. And we heard passionately from Olin Krutz last Friday afternoon when I was filling in with Matt Spiegel. And Olin, who knows the family, said that there's no way that he's walking away from football. It's some people are out there probably shaking their heads and saying, why? You get inside the psyche of a football player, especially one who does it for a living, and it may be difficult for some people to relate to, but it's who they are, and it's who he is. And so I do think he will be back as soon as possible. If he gets cleared, not just because of contractual realities and all the small fortune that's at stake and the generational wealth that he's accrued, I think he comes back because he can't imagine life without it. He's 26 years old. And had you told a lot of guys at 26 they're going to take away your livelihood, the way that you make a living, I think they would resist that, regardless of the risks involved. And there are serious risks involved. So the Dolphins are doing what they have to do roster-wise. They get Tyler Huntley, a very good backup, poached off the practice squad in Baltimore. They'll make do with Skylar Thompson, but they are holding the seat or the spot for Tua, who I think will, once he's cleared, if he's cleared, will come back.
Yeah, I don't think there's any chance he walks away unless he's told by the doctors in the NFL you can't play again. That's the only people that are going to take away his helmet and shoulder pads are the NFL. Now, I don't know if he plays again this season. That's what they might want to do because, again, this was a big-time game, nationally televised game. So everybody, it wasn't just your noon kick on Sunday buried amongst 12 other noon kicks. So if he comes back, there's going to be a heck of a lot of scrutiny, and the NFL may try to sit him out for the year for that reason.
You know this, David, but I covered the Dolphins for three seasons. Mm-hmm. I was there when Tua was drafted. I got to cover him for 3 years, including his rookie season, and also the year that he had two diagnosed concussions, maybe one undiagnosed, in the span of one season. And I was there when he was playing Buffalo at home and he took a hit to the head and they called it a spinal cord injury as he stumbled off the field. And then 4 days later, we watched him go back on the field against the Bengals on Thursday Night Football. And we all watched it. And we all saw how real concussions are. And then we watched him come back and he got another concussion at the end of the year that he self-reported the symptoms in a game against Green Bay, after a game against Green Bay. And that was it. And he comes back the next year and he says, you know, I'm going to bulk up a bit. I'm going to learn how to fall. I'm going to do jujitsu. I'm going to do all these things so that I know how to take these hits better. And he stayed healthy all last year. And I think everyone was so happy to see that.
And
he was good.
He was very good.
He was saved by Mike McDaniel and that offense. And everyone was so happy to see that. And obviously, if you see Tua, you get to know him. He's a fantastic person. He's has potential to be a great player in this league. And then this offseason, he took a change in his routine again, and he slimmed down. He said he wants to be more mobile. And we all saw what happened again. On prime time, Thursday Night Football, the world watched it. And Tua's head injuries are cumulative. This is not something where it's, oh, I'm going to heal and then be better. And if I get another concussion, it's a brand new situation and I'll heal and go back out there. These things add up. And we are all learning more and more and more about the long-term effects of concussions and what they mean for these players in the NFL. And I know that it's not my place to sit here and tell Tua Tagovailoa what he should do with his life and his career. But I know that if I was his wife or if I was his daughter, I would be furious if he went back to play football. Because to your point, he's going to learn from these mistakes. Why didn't he learn from the arguably three concussions he had in 2022? What makes you think that this is going to be different and that he's going to learn how to play differently? I personally don't feel comfortable watching Tua Tagovailoa get back on a football field and hoping that he survives.
That is the smart way to approach it, perhaps. It might even be the safest way, obviously, to approach it. I do wonder if, even though it would make you furious or make you react that way, if you're 26 and you threaten somebody's livelihood, and I don't know if Tua can imagine doing anything else but play football.
Of course. But guess what? You have a family and you have a lot of great things. He does incredible things for the community and in charity and for his in Hawaii and also in Alabama and also in South Florida. I know he has a lot of other things that football has given him, this incredible platform to do great things in this world. And he has a lot of potential to be things other than a football player. And I trust me, there, it's hard to hang up your career and your passion and your love. That's a really, really hard thing to do. But perhaps I'm speaking from, wow, you called me Dr. Polinsky earlier. Now we're bringing up my dad again. He's a neurosurgeon. My dad's a brain surgeon. I grew up around learning about how to protect my brain. I wasn't allowed to go on a trampoline. I wasn't allowed to ride motorcycles. I still to this day refuse to get on a bike without a helmet. So I really think that I have this, it's very heavy on me, mm-hmm. what's happening with Tua. And I was really, really upset to watch what happened last week on Thursday Night Football. And I hope that he's okay with potentially this being the end of his career.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.